time now for the Saturday Morning News, brought to you by Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center in downtown Wayne City, where you get everyday low prices on Serta, Ashley, Catnapper, and Benchcraft Furniture. The WFIW weather calling for a slight chance of freezing drizzle before noon today, then an 80% chance of rain, a high near 39, little if any ice accumulation expected. Rain 100% likely tonight, a low around 35. I'm Darren Cottle reporting. The Wayne County Health Department has provided their latest update on coronavirus numbers in the county. The period of January 3rd through 6th, there were 116 new cases reported. That brings the total number for the county to 3,762. The health department reports 302 residents in the county are isolating, and one new COVID-19 related death was reported, bringing that total to 67. Reports from the area as of this morning indicating the Marion County Health Department announced the death of four more residents from COVID-19 related causes. They include a male in his 70s who was a long-term care resident who was not fully vaccinated. Another male in his 70s was fully vaccinated. A male in his 60s was fully vaccinated. And the fourth death, a female who was not vaccinated. All were in the hospital. There have now been 181 COVID-19 related deaths in Marion County since the pandemic began. The Jefferson County Health Department reported 310 new cases since last Saturday, with no additional deaths. The statewide positivity rate from December 31st through January 6th has jumped to 15.2%. More news after this break.
Many of us think we're doing everything we can to drive safely when we're on the road. But have you considered your vehicle's tires, brakes, shocks, and struts? All of which contribute to the safe handling of your vehicle. Cherry Street Automotive is the one place you can go for new tires, brakes, shocks, struts, and more. Ask about four-wheel alignment to extend the life of your new tires and to improve your vehicle's handling. Call Cherry Street Automotive in Carmi today, 382-7165.
Officials with Friends of Edwards County held a pork chop and pork burger fundraiser in Albion on Friday for the family of Deputy Sean Riley. The total from food sales, baked goods, donations from churches, local businesses, and individuals, plus a Walmart gift card raffle, netted $26,110. The Friends of Edwards County expresses thanks to all the businesses and individuals that donated supplies, food, and their time as workers. Also, according to a Facebook post, $7,664 was raised last night during a fundraiser at Fairfield Community High School for the family of Deputy Sean Riley. A drive-through benefit for the Riley family will be held today starting at 11 a.m. at the Bedford Township Fire Department in Sisney at 303 Railroad Street. The lineup will start at Sisney High School and will follow Mulberry Street to the fire department. Signage will be posted. Smoked pork chops, scalloped potatoes, green beans, roll, dessert, and bottled water will be served. The Fairfield Lions Club planning to collect Christmas lights that no longer work today. The collection will take place from 9 a.m. until noon at the west side of the First United Methodist Church, and the club will also accept donations of eyeglasses, hearing aids, empty ink cartridges, cell phones, soda tabs, and keys. The items will be recycled, and the proceeds will be used to help fund Lions Club's programs throughout the state. For over 40 years, Lions Clubs have helped raise funding for the 13 programs and services provided by the Lions of Illinois Foundation, including assistance for the visually and hearing impaired. Any donation made, big or small, would be appreciated. Anyone seeking more information should contact David Savage at 516-1229. In other news, Clay County Sheriff Andy Myers has released the following information. On December 27, 34-year-old Tony R. Fitzhugh of Sisney was arrested on an outstanding Clay County warrant for failure to appear on an original charge of unlawful possession of methamphetamine. Bond was set at $3,000 plus a $75 warrant fee. Fitzhugh posted bond and was released. 53-year-old Roger D. Smith of Fairfield was arrested December 26th on an outstanding Clay County warrant for failure to appear on an original charge of operation of an uninsured motor vehicle. Bond was set at $3,000 plus a $75 warrant fee. Smith was given a notice to appear and released. On January 4th, the Clay County Sheriff's Office was notified of a motor vehicle accident at 7:38 a.m. at the intersection of Old Highway 50 and Hanging Rock Road. Sheriff Myers said apparently a 17-year-old male from Flora operating a 2004 Jeep Liberty traveling north on Hanging Rock Road stopped at the stop sign and continued to cross Old Highway 50, striking westbound Jeep Grand Cherokee, driven by 22-year-old Cameron Bax of Sisney. The male juvenile was cited for disregarding a stop sign and given a notice to appear in Clay County Court. Area river stages, as of this morning, Little Wabash River east of Fairfield at 23.25 feet, flood stage is 17 feet. At Clay City, the stage is 8.85 feet, flood stage is 18 feet. At Carmi, the river's at 23.17 feet, flood stage is 27 feet. Skillet Fork at Wayne City at 5.55 feet, flood stage is 15 feet. And the Wabash River at Mount Carmel at 19.26 feet, flood stage is 19 feet. The latest forecast indicating pretty good chances of rain today and another chance on Sunday. Illinois House Democrats approved a measure to create judicial sub-circuits along party lines this past Wednesday. A GOP lawmaker joined other House Republicans in voting against the measure, saying the passage of this legislation is an affront to transparency and good government. The Senate president said the measure won't create more judges, but rather it will create a more diverse judiciary. Republican State Representative Amy Ellick of Fosterburg says the process has neither been transparent or inclusive.
You had months to do this. You had months to get actual meaningful input from the court system. My county has had less than 2 hours really to digest this latest bill, and I've still had their input, yet you couldn't ask for input when you knew months ago that you would put this forth. How sad that our judges didn't even have time to respond through their associations.
If approved by the governor, the sub-circuits would take effect for some areas this year and others in 2024. The deaths of two Illinois Department of Children and Family Services investigators are prompting new legislation. Kim Howard has more.
The measure increases the penalties for attacking a DCFS worker. A similar law already applies to police officers, firefighters, and other first responders. Senator Doris Turner of Springfield says something needs to be done after the brutal murders of Pamela Knight a few years ago and Deidre Silas just this week.
Everyone deserves the opportunity to work in, in peace and freedom and under safe circumstances. And with this legislation, I'm committed to protecting those who work in this field.
Governor J.B. Pritzker says he supports the legislation. At the state capitol, I'm Kim Howard.
That's the news. We'll check area deaths next.
At the end of a hospital stay, families are often faced with difficult decisions about their loved ones needing skilled rehabilitation care. Regardless of where your loved one's hospital is, the Transitional Care Rehab Program at Hamilton Memorial Hospital can help. Our skilled rehab and nursing care can provide twice-daily physical and occupational therapies, daily access to providers, and private bed and bathrooms, all right here close to your family's home. If you're faced with care decisions, ask your loved one's care planner about Hamilton Memorial Hospital Transitional Care Rehabilitation or call 643-5824.
You know you're the complete planner. You pre-plan everything from the grocery list to weekly meals, from family vacations to Little League games. You've kept your family on track because you planned everything, well, almost everything. You planned your way through life but neglected one of the most important pre-planning decisions you can make, your funeral arrangements at Richardson Funeral Home in Wayne City. They encourage pre-planning just as you do. Now is the time to make the right decisions with pre-arrangements at Richardson Funeral Home. Your decisions matter.
Area Deaths brought to you by Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield and Albion. Nails Funeral Home, locally owned and operated, serving the area with professionalism and care in your family's time of need. 80-year-old New Haven resident Robert Edward Baumgart died Thursday. Bob Baumgart is survived by children Jane, Kathy, Cindy, Jeff, and Bob, 16 grandchildren, 3 great-grandchildren, 3 siblings, and numerous nieces and nephews. Services will be held Monday morning at 11 at St. Polycarp Catholic Church in Carmi. Visitation will be from 3 to 6 Sunday at the Campbell Funeral Home. Burial will be in Big Prairie Cemetery. 93-year-old Louisville resident Bernita L. Porter died Thursday. Bernita Porter survived by children Vonda Lee, Bonnie, Gary, and Steve, a brother Bill, 10 grandchildren, 18 great-grandchildren, and 4 great-great-grandchildren. Services will be Monday at 1 at the Redbrush Christian Church. Visitation will be from 11 to service time, and burial will be in Redbrush Cemetery. The Hosselton Meredith Funeral Home is in charge of the arrangements. 71-year-old Fairfield resident Daniil Olin Wilson died Wednesday. Daniil Wilson is survived by a son Travis and 2 grandchildren. Services will be Tuesday morning at 10 at the Johnson and Vaughn Funeral Home. Visitation will be Monday from 5 to 7 p.m. and burial will be in Maple Hill Cemetery. 75-year-old Fairfield resident Patricia Elizabeth Lahan died Monday, January 3rd. Pat Lahan is survived by sons Darren, Scott, and John, 7 grandchildren, 1 great-grandchild, and siblings Donnie, Ruby, Paulette, and Betty. Services were held Friday. The Johnson and Vaughn Funeral Home was in charge of the arrangements. 53-year-old Flora resident Tina Marie Hill died January 5th. Tina Hill is survived by children Jasmine, Trey, and Tyler, mother Ruth, 8 grandchildren, 3 sisters, and several cousins, nieces, and nephews. Services will be Friday, January 14th at 6 at the Frank and Bright Funeral Home. Visitation will be from 4 until service time. 46-year-old Effingham resident Jeremy Ray Snell died on December 29th. Jeremy Snell is survived by his wife Carolyn, parents Robert and Leanna, daughters Kaylin and Eleanor, 2 grandsons, siblings July and James, and several nieces, nephews, aunts, uncles, and cousins. Services will be Saturday, January 15th at noon at the Frank and Bright Funeral Home. Visitation will be from 10 until service time. 81-year-old Orchardville resident Jeanette C. Brashear died on Wednesday. Services will be this Wednesday, January 12th at 11 at Needmore Christian Church. Visitation will be Tuesday from 5 to 7 p.m. Burial will be in Needmore Cemetery. The Hosselton Meredith Funeral Home is in charge of the arrangements. 76-year-old Xenia resident William H. Spitzner died Monday. Visitation with military honors will be this afternoon from 3 until 5 at the Frank and Bright Funeral Home. 78-year-old Sisney resident Janice K. Hobel died December 21st. Services will be at 3 o'clock this afternoon at the Mount Airy Christian Church. Visitation from 2 to service time. The Hosselton Meredith Funeral Home in charge of the arrangements. 90-year-old Mount Vernon resident Betty Ruth Rosenberg died Monday. Services will be Sunday afternoon at 2 at the Archie Sanders Memorial Chapel in Wayne City. Visitation from noon to service time. The Huey Funeral Home is in charge of the arrangements. 80-year-old Clay City resident Alvin Eugene Carpenter died December 24th. Services will be at 1 o'clock this afternoon at the Frank and Bright Funeral Home. Visitation from 11 to service time, and interment will be in Oskaloosa Cemetery. A reminder, if you missed any of our obituaries, they're updated regularly at WFIWradio.com. I'm Darren Cuddle reporting.
Ray's Mowing and Backhoe Service will take care of your needs with water, sewer, and electrical line trenching. Ray's offers road tilling and driveway tilling to smooth out those spots for residential or for townships. They also deliver gravel for your driveway. Ray's has American steel carports, storage buildings, and A-frame style garages in various sizes and colors. Only a small down payment when ordered, and payment in full when installed or financing is now available. Ray's Rental now has a 1- and 2-bedroom houses for rent for as little as $350. No pets allowed. Call 618-516-1602. That is 618-516-1602. Ray's Mowing and Backhoe Service will take care of your needs with water, sewer, and electrical line trenching. If you need road tilling, driveway tilling, or need gravel for your driveway, give Ray's a call today.
Here is a look at the weather forecast for today. Looking at a slight chance of freezing drizzle before noon, but then we're going to be having a pretty good chance of rain, an 80% chance of that. Forecast high 39, a little or no ice accumulation is expected tonight. 100% chance of rain, we're looking at a low of 35. Sunday, a 40% chance of rain before noon. Cloudy, then gradually becoming mostly sunny. Temperature falling to around the mid to upper 20s late afternoon. Monday, sunny with a forecast high 34. Tuesday, sunny, high of 32. Wednesday, partly sunny, forecast high 44. Then Thursday, mostly sunny with a high of 45. Yesterday in Fairfield, we got up to 24 as the high.